Hello, everyone. Thank you for your patience. We have a quorum. Kevin, we can begin.
Thanks so much, Brenda. Thanks everyone for being here. We have some important business to get to as we do every session. So let's jump right into it. I appreciate with the weather and the meeting right before spring break, we might not be as robustly attended as normal. Let's begin with the approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second? Barbara, thank you. Any objections to approving the agenda? Any additions? Okay, the agenda is approved. We'll move on to item two, the approval of our Academic Senate meeting minutes of March 10th, 2022.
I have a request for amendment.
Thank you. Okay, so Dave's moved it and we have a request, Ping, go ahead.
Yeah, so one item in the GCC meeting minutes that were approved at the Senate meeting is the minor change, changing course number to Spanish 779, cinema and the literature in the Hispanic. This item be removed from the minutes.
Okay, so this item is on our, it was included in the GCC report in our meeting minutes of last
yeah,
meeting.
Dated, the GCC meeting dated February the 2nd.
That's yes. An editorial change, doesn't
we'll
need a vote.
We'll take that as an editorial amendment, just to make sure everyone's on the same page since we're doing this remotely. This would be on page 7 of our minutes from last time, page 8 in the PDF that Brenda distributed earlier. And we will strike section, it's number 7, section A.2.C related to that course. Thank you. So we have a motion.
Unanimous consent.
Do we need a second?
Not if you're getting unanimous consent.
Oh, the motion is for unanimous consent. I see. Thank you. Okay. Any objections?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll approve our minute meetings from last time with that change. Thank you, Ping. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Moving on to item 3, announcements, administrative reports, and memorials. Does anyone have any announcements, administrative reports, or memorials? Okay, excellent. I will say, I have a few things to say. I wanted to give others the opportunity. First off, just a reminder that we're doing elections. The election period is currently running now until Saturday the 16th at 11:59 p.m. You will have gotten an email with a link to your personalized voter card. Please vote so we can have robust elections. You have a few more days to do so. There's also a space for write-in candidates. You'll need to have 10 people writing in the same name, ideally, or more or less the same name. We can parse that in order for those seats to be filled. Another second thing, and Frank had alluded this to early, I hope to ask the provost to send an email about the University Faculty Senate. So this is the CUNY-wide governance body. That's very interesting. We have quite a number of vacant seats on that. And I think it would behoove Queens to be to see if we could play a stronger role in that group. They do a lot of important stuff. So University Faculty Senate, you simply need, there's a document, Brenda, that you'll get an email about. You just need 10 signatures and we'll vote on it at the Senate. It's very straightforward. And the last thing is just to acknowledge we have technically two more meetings, but one more kind of meeting session for this group this semester. That's May 12th will be our last meeting. And then immediately after will be the first meeting of the next session. I'm hoping that we're able to do that on Zoom, but I am wondering how long the Hochul's adjustments open meeting laws will last. So
you know, it ends on the 15th.
Oh, this year. I'm sorry, 15th of May.
It ends on the 15th of April.
Which
executive order, executive order number 11.2 ends on the 15th of April.
So I will get to see all of you for our final meeting and our first meeting on May 12th. It could be extended. Is that right?
Yeah, she has the right to extend it.
We'll see how this plays out. Thank you for your flexibility, everyone. Again, we want to make sure that we have as many people as possible, at least 31, to be able to conduct our business. So we'll communicate that with you, Brenda, and I will. Okay, no other announcements. We can move on. Skip that. Any special motions? None. Committee reports. Did I see Ken?
Yes. I'd like to move the UCC minutes of March 10th, 2022, and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Okay, seeing and hearing none, the minutes are approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item is the Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes from March 9th.
Okay. On behalf of GCC, I move for unanimous consent of the GCC meeting minutes dated March 9th, 2022.
Thank you. Are there any objections? Okay, seeing and hearing none, those minutes are approved. And last, the nominating committee report dated today. I'll call on Stephen.
Yes, the nominating committee met yesterday to review nominations for a number of campus committees. If you look at the report, you'll see that there's the standing committees first, and then the special committees for the search for the Dean of Education, and then last of all, a single nomination for the Auxiliary Enterprises Corporation. And so the nominating committee discussed a fairly large number of nominations for the Dean of Education Search Committee and composed a list of four faculty and four students. And so we would ask the Senate to approve the nominating committee report.
With unanimous consent.
I would ask for unanimous consent if there's no discussion, yes.
Thank you. Are there any objections to approving the nominating committee report as submitted? Okay, seeing and hearing none, the nominating committee report is accepted. Thank you, Stephen. We're flying right through this. We're gonna move on to old business. We still have a student seat for the nominating committee in Arts and Humanities. Although the seat expires in a couple of weeks. So I will ask though, are there any nominations? We will be sure to pick this up again next semester, ideally. Okay, thank you. And then last, new business is to share the calendar of Senate and Executive Committee meetings for next year. And these were distributed in the packet from Brenda. We don't vote on this, Dave, do we?
Yes.
We have to agree as a body, yeah. Okay, so I'll move that we adopt these calendar dates for the Senate and Executive Committee meetings for the next academic year. I'll move unanimous consent. Are there any objections to the proposed dates? Okay, seeing and hearing none, we'll adopt that calendar. So I look forward to seeing all of you in May. Thank you so much for being here and enjoy this weather.
You made a record.
Motion to adjourn. I did. Wow. Okay. I'm going to speed run it next time. All right. We'll adjourn the meeting now. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.